Much of the news in recent times out of Central and Western Africa has been of turmoil, of wars, rebellions, and military coups. But the West African nation of Ghana has stood out as a bastion of peace and stability for nearly two decades. And with an economic upswing in the last couple of years, it's developed a burgeoning middle class. David Hecht reports on the new suburbia sprouting on the outskirts of Ghana's capital, Accra.
East of the city center and off the new freeway, the streets are unpaved. But the homes could fit into most well-to-do suburbs in the United States. Take the home of Samuel and Constance Udruminta. It's a modern ranch style with a manicured lawn and a white picket fence. Their children play out front.
Watch out!
Here is called North Abeka. It's a new place.
It's a valley, and the whole valley is now full of houses.
Full of houses. Before that, 10 years ago, here was a bush. Completely isolated area, so it's good.
And how did you get this house? Did you build this house?
Yes, we built it ourselves.
Samuel Udruminta was born in a village in Ghana's dense rainforests. He came to the city in the late 1980s with next to nothing.
I started by selling on a table alongside the road, selling the spare parts, small parts, and then the equipment used to service the vehicles. That's the screwdrivers, plies, shifting spanners, and then 4 years later, I rent a shop. That's how I started.
Now Mr. Udruminta only sells spare parts wholesale. Every few months he goes on buying trips to Asia and Europe. His wife runs a separate retail outlet.
I do buy some from him, and I also buy some in Accra here.
Does he give you a special rate?
Yes, he gives me special price.
One of the Udruminta's neighbours has a construction business. Another runs a local internet server, and one farms snails and ostriches for export. They are among the 200,000 locals investing in Ghana's tiny stock exchange, which has performed well this year despite the crisis in emerging markets. Victoria Cooper, an analyst at the accounting firm PricewaterhouseCooper, says the Udrumentas and their neighbours are a rare breed in Africa.
Middle classes in Africa have basically been non-existent. You always see the upper and the lower, the us's and them's. It's only when you have a middle class that you can have a developed economy.
Two decades ago, Ghana was going backwards with an ineffective centrally planned economy and frequent coup d'etats. In the early 1980s, the government was so strapped for cash, it became one of the first on the continent to submit to the reform process required by the IMF in order to qualify for loans. Public spending was slashed, causing further deterioration in living standards. But people mostly vented their frustrations peacefully. Multi-party elections in 1992 and 1996 were amongst the fairest ever held in Africa, and the country's legal and regulatory bodies have become increasingly independent. The stern new governor of the Bank of Ghana recently curbed the government's ability to print money whenever it likes, thus lowering inflation and encouraging local investment. The place to go out in Accra is Cantonment Road. 15 years ago, it was little more than a dirt track. Now it's a mile-long stretch of fast food joints, ice cream parlours and fancy boutiques. The shop owners are mostly members of the new middle class, as are their customers. And says Victoria Cooper, the wealth being generated here is good for the economy as a whole.
There is business for Ghanaians to be in. When Ghanaians become entrepreneurs and Ghanaians are investing in their own economies and they're hiring Ghanaians to work, you have the stratification of your nationals. That's what makes a solid economy.
Though some 6 million people, or a third of Ghana's population, still live in hardcore poverty, families in the new middle class like the Udrumintas are prepared to share their wealth with their poor relatives.
That's the way we Africans do live.
That's our culture. When you pick up, you have to bring somebody from the village to come and support that person too because of the poverty and all those things. So you have to bring a nephew or a family friend to be helped. It's a strain on us, but there's nothing that you can do.
Until recently, the strain had been too much. Even educated Ghanaians couldn't make a living. Thousands fled to Europe and the United States. But in the last couple of years, they've started coming back, adding to the growth of the middle class. Kwakwe Apia is a private consultant who lived in Britain until 1995.
We were at that time, the country was just beginning to emerge from the depths of real economic problems. the economy was being liberalized, and there was considerable opportunity for various people, including myself. And so I thought I'd come back to Ghana, because after all, I've always had very strong and warm feelings about the place, and home is home.
There are more than 200,000 Ghanaians living in the US, and many are making plans to return, building homes in Accra's new suburbs and looking for ways to invest in their country's future. For NPR News, this is David Hecht in Accra, Ghana.